Interesting story over the weekend, the Sunday Business Post. Fianna Fáil calling for a cut to the tax rates for builders in the upcoming budget, including a cut in the VAT rate. I suppose it worked for the tourism industry, reducing it to 9%. They're saying the same should happen for the building sector. We are joined by Mel Reynolds, the architect, and by Tom Parlin, Director General of the Construction Industry Federation. Mel Reynolds, I might start with you first. Your reaction to what Barry Cowan was proposing over the weekend?
Good morning. I thought what Barry Cowan, there's a number of positives certainly in what Barry Cowan had suggested. I think the danger with the bigger ticket item, which is the VAT reduction, is when that gets applied to, say, larger sites, basically what happens is it's just added on to the bottom line, so site prices increase. We did an exercise recently looking at this where we, on a larger site, we reduced the planning levies by half and reduce VAT to 9%, and basically the site value went up 25%. So whereas a VAT reduction on targeted to certain areas, like, for example, our large stock of existing buildings, which could be converted very cheaply and very quickly at scale, this would work. I think it would contribute towards that being freed up, along with reduction of statutory costs and red tape, like BCAR costs for a typical change of use around €7,600. When you include that with the planning levy, it's around about €20,000 for all of your statutory permissions for existing buildings, which is a big number. I think the danger with sort of using, the crisis as a Trojan horse in a way, if industry does this and sort of points towards SMEs needing a help out here, when you get a blanket incentive like a VAT reduction applied to the entire country, not only does the scheme in Galway improve in terms of profitability, but your land value in Dublin for your land hoarders also increases by about 25%.
Okay.
So this is the problem.
Okay, Tom Parlin, your response.
Well, I certainly welcome Barry Cowan making some pretty positive proposals. And I think he's looked at the situation, and clearly there is a crisis there. Not enough houses are being built. And the main issue is that it's not viable to build. And the VAT, you know, is there. It's been a constant on our pre-budget submission. We're actually meeting the minister and his officials later on today. It's not the only item, and it's not the main item, but it's one of a host of items, I think, that will improve viability for builders.
And in relation to Mel Reynolds' point, that what he's basically saying is it'll just lead to an increase in the price of land. It'll increase the bottom line.
You know, you could say that that's one way of knocking it on the head. But if you look at currently, if a builder has a house built at the moment and he's all in construction cost of 300,000, you just add on 13.5%, which is in another 40,000, before you presented it to the buyer. And that means that it's the first time buyer that has to stump up that extra 40,000 VAT. And it is a major, major cost. But development levies are about 10,000. Water connections are close on 5,000. Part 5 contributions is about 10,000. And if you put a site in a not one of the key areas of 30,000, you have almost 100,000, added on to the cost of the first-time buyers.
Mel Reynolds.
And those costs have to be looked at. And I think that's what Barry Cowan is doing.
Okay, Mel Reynolds. Tom Parnes saying it's not viable to build at the moment.
Well, I don't think the numbers match that out. I think if we look at Dublin City and Dublin County, which is the area of most acute need at the moment, we've seen prices from 2010. In 2010, the average new build home was 20% lower than an existing home to buy, whereas now it's 20% more expensive. So the average cost now is 461,000. And out of that, I would reckon a normal site price in County Dublin now would be around €100,000. So the single biggest element in housing costs at the moment isn't actual construction costs at all. It's the site value. And we've seen site values.
And this will make it worse, do you think?
Yeah, it will, absolutely.
Okay, Tom Parlin?
Well, I think I did hear Mel mention targeted, and I think that certainly would be very, very important, because it is the first time buyers' houses that are the biggest challenge at the moment, and they're the biggest challenge in terms of making it viable. I know and I understand that when you go to tinker with VAT rates, it is not that simple. We're obviously under review from Brussels and so on, and what we're allowed to do. But I think certainly VAT is one of the issues. And I would certainly welcome if a reduction was made there. If you could reduce the cost of a home by 10,000 on VAT, do something about the levies, because people have to pay their levies up front, which could be about 10,000, and then they almost immediately begin to pay their property tax as well, which is a double taxation upon the first-time buyer. So I think if we start looking at how to make house building more viable, we will certainly increase the output of houses.
I'll give you the last word, Mel Reynolds.
Well, I think between planning levies, statutory permissions, building control costs for the conversion of an existing vacant floor, one unit, costs around about €20,000. We have a repair and lease scheme which was introduced about 10 months ago, and it's had a take-up. Target is 800 units. Maximum budget was 40,000 per unit, and there's been a take-up of 7. So I think if we can streamline our permissions and reduce our costs for existing buildings, we have a pool of maybe 80,000 cheap, affordable units that can come on stream all around the country, being done by small builders everywhere.
Okay. Don't cut the VAT rate, is that what you're saying?
Well, I think we need to look at, for existing buildings and conversion of particularly vacant units, we need to look at planning levies and VAT rates. I think introducing a VAT cut or a planning levy cut on new built houses, which is a tiny percentage of the market, I think about 840 first-time buyers in new homes last year, mm-hmm. I think that will just add to land hoarding pressures okay. that we're already seeing.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Tom Parland, Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, and Mel Reynolds, Architect. Thanks to both of you for talking to us.